I'm Michelle Skoliski for KSMU News. Dickerson Park Zoo took in five young barn owls earlier this summer, and Thursday I got to tag along as the Missouri Department of Conservation took them to their new homes in southwest Missouri. MDC took the owlets from a location in Lawrence County after they received a call from a landowner and sent an agent to check on the birds. As we prepared to leave, Rhonda Reimer, MDC natural history biologist, said the owlets were in danger where they were, though she couldn't provide details.
But I can tell you things that have happened in the past. For instance, somebody's dog on the farm is after them. These animals tend to be on the ground in barns or in the hayloft, so animals can get to them. Or they've fallen down into a place in the barn, a crevice, a small area. The adults can't get to them. So in that case, then we'll get a call to see if we can do anything to help them.
Other times, barn owls will nest where they could be in danger from farm operations, so MDC is called. The zoo, which has a raptor rehabilitation program, rescues birds for MDC when space allows. Reimer says the zoo got the owlets that were released Thursday at the beginning of June.
They've had them in the flight cage for a few weeks now, so they're eating, they're flying, they're fully self-sustaining, and they're ready to go to their new homes.
Barn owls have heart-shaped white faces ringed with brown feathers. They're medium-sized raptors with wingspans of around 4 feet. Unlike other owl species, they can lay up to 14 eggs, which is the record at a time, and it's not unusual for barn owls to have 7 young. Eggs don't all hatch at once, but instead hatch 2 to 3 days apart, a process called asynchronous hatching. The difference in age between the oldest and youngest hatchlings can be as much as 3 weeks. And barn owls can have up to 5 clutches a year. The survival rate of barn owlets is low, and the birds live only around 2 years in Missouri and up to 10 years in warmer climates. Barn owls are found on every continent but Antarctica, and Reimer says they seem to be doing well in Missouri, despite the slow disappearance of old barns. There are 154 known occurrences of barn owls in the state, which she says is considered secure, but they're a species of concern. They're currently found in the prairie counties of western Missouri, in northern Missouri, and in the Boot Heel region.
Wherever you have practices that are friendly to rodents, owls tend to do well, particularly barn owls.
But in the deep wooded Ozarks in central Missouri, there's not enough open land which barn owls need to survive. Unlike barred, screech, and great horned owls, barn owls don't have a distinct call.
They make kind of a screeching noise, that hissing noise and a high-pitched noise. They don't make any of the typical owl sounds that you hear, like the barred owl, who cooks for you, or the great horned owl, that hoo-ah, you know, sound. So
Reimer is fascinated by the birds, and when a call comes into MDC about them, she's the one who takes it. She's also part of an effort to monitor them by working with Missouri landowners. MDC has placed 51 owl boxes, which help protect the birds in sites with the right habitat, an old barn or shed, plenty of trees since barn owls can nest in cavities, and open land for catching mice and other small animals. Most of those sites are on private land. Reimer says 80% of the boxes are used by owls, though not always by barn owls. Sometimes they're used by other owl species, such as great horned or barred. The 5 barn owls released this week were taken to boxes in Greene, Barton, and McDonald counties. One that was placed in box number 18 in an old barn loft stayed inside the shelter, but another escaped its box immediately and quickly flew out of the side of the metal shed it was in. These sites, along with the other owl boxes across southwest Missouri, will continue to be monitored by MDC biologists with the help of landowners who often use the opportunity to teach their kids and grandkids about owls. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skoliski.